Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is 6:52 and time to check in with our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. And they say no news is good news, but sometimes good news is bad news.
I'm so sorry. I hate this. I hate this for everybody, because for all of us, it's so annoying when you have a day where it's like, oh my gosh, Jill just said there was a better than expected jobs report, which I did on Friday. And then all of a sudden, you know, an hour later, you're hearing my voice on the network saying, and stocks are plunging.
Boo.
Here's the thing, gang. When you get a very strong employment report, an investor might say that might be good for the economy, but it also means that potentially the Federal Reserve, they may really slow down their rate cuts for this year. And that's essentially what's been happening for the last month or so, that ever since the Fed came out in the December meeting and said, hey, we're not so sure how many rate cuts we're going to have in 2025, that's when the market sell-off started. So we've been down for almost a month, by the way, even though we ended with a great year in 2024, it was like there was some pressure building. And that pressure has everything to do with whether or not the Fed is going to cut interest rates and by how much. And with a strong economy, the Fed is in no rush to cut interest rates. They're certainly not going to cut at the January meeting, but, you know, maybe the March meeting they won't cut. And this is the real conundrum. If you're an investor, you have to say to yourself, hey, if I can get a guaranteed 4.75% or even a 5% interest rate from a U.S. government bond, maybe I'll just hang out a little bit and wait to see what happens with the stock market, because there's a lot of uncertainty looming with a new administration.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I mean, we're a week away from the inauguration. How does that change things, do you think, for 25 and beyond?
Well, I mean, look, the euphoria around stock investors with a Trump win was really predicated on the idea that, hey, there's going to be lower taxes because the Trump administration will extend those tax cuts, and that there would be light regulation. Very important, okay? But I think as some weeks have gone by, people are saying, but wait a second. They're also talking about tariffs, and tariffs can be inflationary, and that would be very bad for the economy. Or there's now a very deep analysis going on about how a mass deportation or even limits on completely legitimate immigration, how that could change the labor market. And I think this is kind of spooking investors a little bit. So, which is all to say that when you have a cloud of uncertainty, investors don't like uncertainty. So I think there's a wait and see approach that could be applied right now. For you and me, we're just mortals, right? We just have our regular old 401ks or our IRAs. Try to tune this out. Don't tune us out, because we're really smart and we're going to have great conversations about this, and you'll be able to talk about it at your Super Bowl party. But when it comes to you managing your own money, don't make any sudden moves. Most of this is big, long-term money for you, and you don't have to worry about what happens in the next days or weeks or months, even years. If you had 4 years that you have to think about, like, what am I going to do with my money? It should be about you and your life. You change when something changes in your life, not when there's an administrative change.
All right, I'm just writing this down. Investors don't like good news, don't like uncertainty.
What do they like, John? Gosh, Jill, how can we make them happy?
Really quick, before we have to let you go, anything big on the horizon for this week?
So this week, the day after tomorrow, we're going to get a new reading on inflation. And you know what? I have to say, it's probably not going to move too much. The core rate, which we strip out food and energy because it's weird and volatile, it's not going to move that much. So I think that that's something that's going to annoy people. But I don't think inflation's coming down as quickly as the Fed would like or any of us would like. But, you know, it's come down a lot. We also have retail sales coming out on Thursday. That's one I always love to look at, because I want to hear what is going on the ground in terms of consumers. How are we spending? What are we spending on? Are companies still spending? And we'll also get the beginning of corporate reporting season. So we'll find out how companies are doing in the past quarter. Next week, don't forget, next Monday, Martin Luther King Day and Inauguration Day, which means markets will be closed. And I won't be working. So sorry, you guys will be, though.
Yeah, we will. But we'll visit the next time around. We always appreciate it. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.
You can read her, JillOnMoney.com, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on KMOX.